Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
History is an uneven recounting of the past. Hebrews 11, after cataloging great women and men of faith through the ages, adds, quote, and others, verse 35. It hints at many who suffered greatly for the Lord, but we'll have to wait until glory to hear how they all, quote, obtained a good testimony through faith, verse 39. The Spirit weaves the tapestry, some in view on the upper side, some hidden on the underside. We've just covered 64 verses regarding wicked Abimelech. Now we have just 5 verses about the good judges, Tola and Jair. Remember that each of these judges, or saviors, is a picture in some way of the ultimate savior. Tola is the name of the crimson grub that was crushed to produce an expensive red dye. We thought about this in the decorating of the tabernacle and the high priest's garments. Prophetically, our Lord declared, I am a worm, that's the Hebrew tola, and no man, Psalm 22, verse 6. Although, quote, a man of Issachar in the valley, Tola, quote, dwelt in the mountains of Ephraim, Judges 10, verse 1, providing a strategic advantage in delivering Israel from its enemies for 23 years. The Lord had his own mountain strategies, the mount of his presentation when he declared his kingdom, Matthew 5 through 7, the mount of his glorification when he displayed his future majesty, Matthew 17, the mount of his proclamation when he described the end of the age, Matthew 24, and the mount of his crucifixion where he defeated all our foes, Matthew 27. Jair, meaning enlightener, served another 22 years. From the wilds of Gilead, he is of note not only for standing with God in dark days, but because his family stood with him. Quote, 30 sons who rode on 30 donkeys, Judges 10, verse 4. I imagine his posse was very effective in bringing enlightening to any troublemakers.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.